You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
This one comes from Sierra, who talks about how she gives her husband a list every year of the things she wants for Christmas. He never gets her anything on the list, goes completely off script, gets other things, which she says she hates. Then she returns them and ends up buying the things that she wants in the first place.
What a disaster this is. Why does she even bother continuing to give him lists every single year if this is what he does? In hopes that, this is the year that he follows it? Come on now.
Shannon wrote in. She goes, at that point, I would specifically buy them something I know they hate just to be an ass.
I saw that. Then she suggested an enema kit.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, let's grab some phone calls. We'll try to get to as many of these as we possibly can. Rhonda, good morning.
Good morning, boys.
Hello.
So what do you think about this situation with Sierra?
I think that I have to go with you, Dom. I mean, why go buy it yourself if you're going to come up with that specific of a list for somebody?
Yeah.
And you don't want anything on it that they get you, then just go get it yourself. Why even bother? I usually side with Jeremy on things, but I really have to side with you.
I don't know if I have a side on this one, though. I think the whole thing's stupid.
Wait a minute. Why do you usually side with Jeremy?
I don't know. I just do.
Yeah, I don't either.
It's just kind of how it turns out.
Just how the cookie crumbles.
As long as you're siding with one of us, Rhonda, we don't care.
Yeah.
We're glad you listen.
All right, Rhonda.
Go have a great
See you
day.
Later.
Thanks for being on the show. Yeah, the whole thing, buy it yourself, sure.
Fine.
That's one solution.
You could put a list together for this guy that just has whatever on it then. Make it your grocery list, Just don't take the time to do it.
Stephanie, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hey.
So what do you think?
So I actually think that it's good to do a little bit of both. Just mostly because I feel like whenever people make a list, it's usually things that they would really like to have, but they wouldn't necessarily want to buy for themselves. So, you kind of put it on a list and hope that you get something off of it. But I think also, kind of having free will to buy something that they didn't ask for.
I like that too. Something that you feel like that you saw that just screams, this is my wife or this is my husband.
Yeah,
I'm going to do
absolutely.
This. But still get the, cheesy bottle of perfume that's on the list or something.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Definitely.
Stephanie, thank you for calling and for listening. We hope you have a fun day, okay?
Bye, Steph.
Yeah, thank you so much. You too. Bye-bye.
Which I can't talk. I actually put cologne on my list this year. I haven't had cologne in forever.
You make a list?
I have a little list, a little wish list. I just do it on Amazon throughout the year. If I see something, I'm like, throw it on my wish list.
Cologne.
I know. I want some cologne this year. I was like, I haven't had cologne in forever. Polo Gross. Red.
Casey, good morning.
You're going to find me irresistible.
Good morning.
Hi.
I don't think so. Casey, what do you think about this situation?
Okay, so I've been in this situation. I'll put a specific bedspread on my Amazon list, and then my husband will go to Walmart and buy one that's the same color. You're like, that's not what I wanted. So I was getting so fed up with it. And then I was getting mad because I was fed up with this whole consumerism of Christmas, and then I was annoyed at Christmas. And
yep.
So this year we made a running list of all the things that are we need in our house. So we broke our food processor and just stuff that needed to be replaced.
Mm-hmm.
We ordered all of that, and then we told everybody else, if you want to give us a gift, here's a charity that we care about. Give to this
sure.
charity, and if
I love
you
that.
Can't afford it, don't get us anything.
What if they turn
there
around and give to a different charity, though? That'll piss you off.
That's what Sierra's husband would do.
It's your charity you care about, too, but I was like, I want to enjoy Christmas again,
that's
and
good.
This is not enjoyable.
There you go.
I wish you would start putting things on your list, though, for yourself that's better than a bedspread.
Well, I wanted to redo the decor in my room, but I was like, I'm not going to
I know,
spend
but I just feel
it.
Like, you know, I
that's
want you to
funny.
Do something special for yourself. Casey.
Well,
no more Walmart bedspreads. All right. Have a good day.
Thanks,
Thank
Casey.
You.
See you later.
Appreciate you so much. Here is it Chelsea?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Chelsea,
it is.
What do you think about this?
So I'm on both sides because I'm in this situation. With Jeremy, I have like a running list of family ideas like throughout the year. And if I see something, I grab it, especially if it's on sale. But my in-laws, no. They send us what they want, and like we really shouldn't stray from that, which makes it very hard.
What does your mother-in-law want this year?
She doesn't need anything. She doesn't want anything. So we have to kind of go.
Then don't get her anything. I dare you.
Yeah, right.
Is that what she has specifically told you? She's like, we don't need anything. I don't want anything. Did she say that?
Yeah, that's exactly what she said.
Then don't do anything.
Then don't do anything.
Oh, no. You'd be on the naughty list forever if you did that.
Really?
So what?
Well, what are you going to get her then?
It's just an in-law. I live on
the mother-in-law's
naughty list. So.
Oh, no. We're the closest in-law, and I have her baby son, so I have to do something.
Well, then what are you going to do?
That's funny.
I always have to pick out something. So All right.
Yeah. She's not going to answer, huh?
Listen, I'm glad you called us. I hope you have a great day, okay?
Good luck.
Thank you. Y'all have a blessed one. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. We'll do a couple more. Kathleen and Stacy. Kathleen, what do you think about this?
Well, I think I have two different opinions. So the first one is I sometimes do a list, but my husband doesn't follow it for the most part. But that's okay because he's a good gift buyer. But on the flip side, he does not do a list, and I'm not that great of a gift buyer for men, and so I never know what to get him. And he's got a birthday in December as well.
What's he into?
He's working, always working, just working.
So have you already got him something for this year?
I don't.
Yeah.
Is there a band or something that he likes? Maybe get him some concert tickets or something.
Well, that's $1,000.
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't like music?
He doesn't really know. He doesn't like music, and he buys the tools that he needs. He buys the shirts that he likes, you know.
Yeah, but he wears clothes, so go get him a cool hoodie of something that he
likes. Yeah, hoodie.
You know, hoodie. You can't go wrong with a hoodie.
Does he like hoodies?
He doesn't like hoodies.
Hoodies,
oh, my God.
He's really hard to buy for.
Apparently.
What are you going to get him?
Food?
I'm getting anxious. Yeah, does he like food?
A gift card to a restaurant that he likes?
Sometimes
He doesn't like going out, though, does he?
No, because he works so hard.
He's working.
Wants to do is
what does he do for a living?
He works in construction, wastewater treatment, and so he works super hard. And
I'd get him some hand soap, that's for sure.
I'll tell you what you can get him, Kathleen.
Shut up.
One of those romance coupon books is what you need to get him. Yeah.
That's probably what he would like.
There. Christmas is done.
It's Christmas solved.
Put a little bow on yourself.
Do you remember at all what you got him last year? Do you have any memory?
I usually buy the same dang thing because I never can come
Which
up
was
with
what?
Something good.
What is it?
You know, like new socks, new underwear, maybe a new shirt, sometimes a new jacket.
No.
You know, for the man who has no interest in anything, he's making it really tough on you. So you just stick with the socks and underwear, Kathleen, okay?
And the coupon book, okay?
And the coupon book,
The loving. I will.
Kisses.
You are absolutely charming and delightful.
Good luck.
You have a great day. And we're going to squeeze in one more call. It's Stacy. Stacy, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think?
So we are a big list family. Every single member has a list, and it's a year-round thing. It's not a holiday thing. It's a whenever you need to get them something, check the list, see if there's anything they actually...
Really? Do you have the list displayed in the house somewhere?
No. If you share it on Amazon, it stays like on your Amazon profile as your friends list.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
And so they can access it anytime. Yeah. All right. We don't send them out anymore because, like, grandparents and aunts and uncles, they all have the link.
That's a great idea, actually. That's really smart.
We have it year round. And honestly, it's because we're cheap. It's that we don't like spend money on someone if they're not going to like it. So.
All right.
I don't know when this started, but like in the holidays, they would always ask you immediately after you open it, do you like it? Because if not, I can return it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
No.
Like, oh, the question is,
that's
like,
a mighty
do you
bold question.
Money or be polite?
The polite way to do it is to be like, oh my gosh, this is great. Where did you find this? That's how you couch it, and then
so
you can return
it. Back?
Yeah, like, oh, I found that at Target. Mm-hmm. You're like, yeah. Ding, guess where I'm going after this.
Stacey, I'm glad you called. Have a great day, okay?
Bye, Stace.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
I don't know.
I hate Christmas sometimes, man.
Look,
I really do. It's just too much.
The thing is, the right answer is an unpopular answer. Okay?
What?
The correct answer to all this is the unpopular one.
Serving popular divorce answers, papers?
Yeah, no, it's just that, you know, you people make lists. You got to get them the list. You got to get whatever's on the list. It's like, I want this thing. And so you got to go buy that thing. And then it's there. We're all following this, you know, it's
so
tradition
many
to do.
Rules. It's too many
but
rules.
But really, I want to go back 10 minutes or so when I said gift-giving is supposed to come from your heart to someone. So if someone is going, I'm making a list and give me this list, really, all you need to do is just give them a couple $100.
Yeah.
What's the diff?
Right.
I mean, what is the difference? You say, here's $200, just go get what you want.
Yeah.
Or here's $50, get what you want.
Here's your Amazon gift card. Shop
right.
away.
And people are like, oh, that's not very nice. Well, how is that any different from them supplying me with a list and
it's
I got to go be the
different
worker
at
bee
all.
And run out and buy it and wrap it? I mean, it's so silly when you
or
really
like that
step
last
back.
One. Yeah, you have to go onto their list on Amazon, order what they have on there, get it wrapped, get it sent, whatever.
Yeah.
Just send them a virtual gift card and be like, hey, pick something off your list for yourself, you moron.
What I'm saying, I think, is right, but it's unpopular because it's not nice, right? But it's the same thing. There's no difference than me giving you $100 or going out and getting the thing that you've assigned me to go buy for you.
Preach it, girl. It's the same.
Come on.
Preach it. I'm sick of all the Christmas rules.
Christmas rules, man. There's too many.
It's no longer the happiest time of the year.
It's not, buddy.
It's the worst time of the year. All right.
Look, I'll be on the island with this one. I don't care.